Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Yesterday, I explained how state, county, and local governments and government school districts are more than two decades behind the private sector at more accurately reporting their unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. I also told you that these governments are going to have to begin to report such unfunded liabilities on their financial statements with the current fiscal year. Finally, last week, Michigan Governor Snyder appointed 23 people to a committee to work on recommendations to address the $14 billion of unfunded liabilities for municipal pensions and retiree health care benefits across Michigan. Appointing this committee is about 20 years too late, but at least now something is starting to be done. Unfortunately, the makeup of the committee Governor Snyder appointed, I fear, means it is almost certain to fail at proposing solutions that have any basis in reality. In other words, I'm not hopeful that practical recommendations will be forthcoming. The committee does have a retired practicing certified public accountant. It also has another CPA who now works with a healthcare system that is involved in providing retiree healthcare services. These two will co-chair the committee. One other committee member is a practicing attorney with significant experience with retirement programs. Beyond that, as far as I can tell, all of the other committee members represent constituencies that are recipients of these pensions and healthcare benefits or receive payments for rendering services for these beneficiaries. It is important that this committee have such representatives. However, there is not a single appointee representing business or taxpayers, the very constituencies that ultimately will be paying for whatever actions this committee will propose. That is a huge flaw in the makeup of this committee. Mayor Bonero was wise enough to appoint people on Lansing City Financial Health Team to represent business and taxpayers, which is one reason why I think they produced more realistic proposals for the city government to implement. Without such committee members among those appointed last week by Governor Snyder, I am doubtful that realistic solutions will be presented. Governor Snyder, fix this oversight. That's it for this time. Come back tomorrow for another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.